This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Running away from their responsibilities, Texas Democrats fled the state to Washington, D.C. Tim Berg reports.
Texas Democrats are leaving town and skipping their responsibilities to prevent a vote on a Republican-backed elections bill. Party officials tweeted the lawmakers are risking arrest by leaving the state to keep the Texas House from having a quorum. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says there's a lot of bluster regarding this Texas voting law.
The rhetoric here outstrips what's actually being done. Let's look at the Texas bill. The existential threat to voting is by saying we can't have 24-hour voting or drive-through voting. That's an existential threat when, in addition, you're adding more days of early voting, you're adding more drop boxes. That's all in the Texas law.
That audio courtesy of ABC News, many of those Texas House Democrats visiting Washington, D.C.
USA Radio News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
California Governor Gavin Newsom will appear on recall ballots without his Democrat Party label after losing a last-minute legal fight Monday. A 2019 law that Newsom signed allowed elected officials who are the targets of recalls to list their party designation. But Newsom's legal team failed to respond to the recall petition in February 2020. The judge said the court is not persuaded. A new Gallup poll shows where Americans stand with COVID-19 protocols. Dan Naraki reports.
A new Gallup poll shows that Americans have already moved on from social distancing. The poll conducted in June showed that less than 1 in 5 Americans said they were completely or mostly isolating themselves from people outside of their household. Nearly half of respondents said they've made no attempt to isolate themselves at all. Other results in Gallup's monthly COVID survey showed that 59% of Americans said that their social life was back to where it was before the pandemic, with 49% saying their personal financial situation had also returned to normal.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The daughter of a Cuban immigrant, New York Republican Representative Nicole Malliotakis, tells Fox News the Cuban uprising is personal and should inspire all Americans to hear the calls for freedom and communist Cuba.
And I visited Cuba in 2009 to see my family there. It is incredibly sad to see how not only are they stuck in time with everything around them seeming that it's in the 1950s, but they don't have any aspirations or dreams or ability to pursue their goals. They're told by the government what they're going to be, what they're going to study, and what their contribution to society will be. They're treated like slaves. They earn basically about $15 a month. And there's a dual currency system in which everything is sold in something comparable to U.S. dollars, and yet they're making, you know, the Cuban peso. So it takes months for them to buy anything, a basic necessity, like a pair of shoes. Look, I'm very encouraged to see people rising and pushing and really demonstrating that they want freedom and they want democracy. I hope this is something real that is happening there, a change now that Raul Castro is gone, that they're going to really stand up and say no more communism, no more socialism, we want freedom. And to see them marching in the streets with the American flag is something incredibly moving to me. They realize that we are the free country, the beacon of hope and opportunity, and they want Cuba to be like the United States of America.
Thank you for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Hey, we're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. How you doing? I hope it's a great Tuesday for you. I am Bill Martinez. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. You wonder what's going on, you know, with our educational system, how the kids are being taught to hate America. I mean, here it is. We just came off of the 4th of July. We saw some natural, just organic outbreaks of patriotism, whether it was at Walmart or at, you know, sporting events, what happened, you know, in the hockey playoffs and that. I mean, boy, I'll tell you, if that doesn't make you proud to be an American. But it's almost like as the older generation is moving on, we're looking over our shoulders and our kids aren't following us. You know, we're kind of leaving them behind and we wonder what the heck is going on. Well, Selwyn Duke is going to be joining us now. He's written for The New American for more than a decade, The Hill, The Observer, American Conservative, WorldNet Daily, American Thinker, many other print and online publications. And we're fortunate to have him on the show this morning to talk about this topic. Selwyn, how are you? Good to have you with us.
Bill, good to be with you. And I'm all ready to be critical of race theory.
Yeah, well, I think that it's quite obvious, and you know, and I think that what's happened, Selwyn, is that we're back to that silent majority of people that have said nothing. You know, we've been busy trying to survive, raise families. We've figured, okay, well, we won't worry about the educational system. We've heard some rumblings, but little did we know, while we were busy working and trying to provide for our family, we had institutions that we had entrusted were subverting the family and our values.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, a recent poll, Bill, showed that only 36% of young people are proud to be American. Now, it's no mystery why this is the case. It's because of decades of anti-American propaganda that's been pumped into generations' heads via academia, the media, entertainment, and now even big tech. And unfortunately, though, Jen Psaki and the Biden administration want to make this problem even worse. And what I'm talking about is that at a press conference last Friday, Jen Psaki, who's the White House press secretary, was asked about critical race theory. Does Joe Biden support it? Now, of course, Joe Biden, Bill, doesn't really even know what it is, most likely. The man has dementia. But the people pulling his strings certainly support it. Now, Jen Psaki didn't want to say that in so many words, but what she did say was, well, Joe Biden believes that kids have to learn challenging history. And she also said that there are many dark moments in U.S. history and said that for that reason, kids need to learn about these things. Now, this is really, really ridiculous because let's analyze this, Bill. They say that kids need to learn history. Well, first of all, innumerable things happened in American history, and you can't even teach a small percentage of them, so you've got to cherry pick. Mm-hmm. So what do you choose? Do you choose these many dark moments? Well, guess what? Every country has many dark moments because unless your country's location happens to be heaven and it's run by angels, that's the way it's going to be. Amen. Yet despite this, Yeah, we have nations such as Russia and China and many others. And China is even today authoring dark moments. But guess what? They still manage to teach their children a positive view of their own history and instill their children with national pride, because that's what a sane country does. Now, there are, Bill, left-wingers who like to claim that there is no critical race theory in schools. That's nonsense. That's just a right-wing trope. Well, first of all, whether it's there in name or not doesn't matter, because what it has to do with is certainly there. And here's a good example, and this comes from Christopher Rufo, who is an excellent journalist who's done great work on this front. And he tweeted that at least 25 public school districts in 12 states are now teaching, get this, a book titled Not My Idea. Now, what does it claim? It claims that whiteness is the devil, and it lures children with the promise of stolen land and stolen riches. Okay, this book is in schools. And that's just one example of what's going on. And that's what critical race theory, Bill, is all about. Critical race theory basically holds that society is divided into the oppressed and oppressors. And the latter would basically be white people. And they say that using a euphemism. They say whiteness, quote unquote, needs to be dismantled. But as the Federalist pointed out a while back, by whiteness, they really mean white people. So this is overtly anti-white. But I also want to point out that it hurts black and Hispanic kids as well. Now, most people, when they say that, Bill, they're trying to be politically correct. They're trying to find a good way to market their opposition to critical race theory. I'm not doing that. What I mean is this, and I wrote about this a while back in my piece, Democrats' War on Blacks. Critical race theory tells black and Hispanic kids that the habits, the qualities of successful people, such as punctuality, future time orientation, industriousness, are white habits. That's how they brand them. So what they're actually telling these kids is that virtue is vice. Now, anyone who does that to you is the worst enemy you could ever have, and you should run 100 miles from such an individual, because talk about handicapping kids. Virtues and their derivatives are not white, they're not Hispanic, they're not black, they're not male, they're not female. They are divine, and everyone needs them. If you want to live a happy life, as Aristotle said, well, morality, virtue is a prerequisite for that. Now, if I'm going on too long, you can stop me.
No, you're laying this out perfectly, Selwyn, and so I'm letting you go. I'm giving you the floor, so make the most of it.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to dominate your show, but
no, that's okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Let's analyze what Psaki said, Jen Psaki, because we've analyzed what's obvious, how toxic critical race theory is, but if you dig a little more deeply, you realize how many fallacies underlie what she was saying. Let's talk about challenging history and many dark moments. So I pointed out that all countries have many dark moments, but I like to analogize things to add perspective. Now, anyone who has kids knows that even when they're very young, Bill, they start to want to know a little bit about mommy's and daddy's history, right?
Sure.
So what do? You tell them how mommy and daddy met. You tell them maybe where they went to college, their accomplishments, their achievements, things like that. You could also tell them about dark moments, couldn't you? Because as the Bible,
we've all had them.
Yes. Yeah, all have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God. But you're not going to scandalize yourself in front of little kids. And I'm going to point out here that Jen Psaki herself has a couple of little kids. And my guess is, given her profile, that she has her share of dark moments in her past. And some might be tempted now to say, you know, maybe they should be related to her children in order to give her a good object lesson in the folly of what she espouses. But guess what, Bill? Even if I knew her sins, I wouldn't do that. You know
exactly why?
Because that would hurt her children, and you don't do that. I hear the music starting.
Well, that's okay. We got 50 seconds left, so I'll let you wrap a bow on this. Selwyn, you've illustrated this so perfectly, especially in this conclusion here about how you would present your dark moments. I think the other possibility, and we'll talk about this a little bit more, and I've been bringing this up, is that we've got more mixed marriages ever in the history of this country. How do you tell these kids who are of mixed marriages, you know, that, you know, their white dad, and let's just say, for example, is the oppressor, mom's the oppressed, they come home and mom says, hey, what did you learn in school today? Well, we learned that dad is bad, you're good, because you're black and he's white. So that makes for an interesting dinner conversation right there. We've got more from Selwyn Duke after this. Stay with us.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
Way we operate 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Thanks for joining in and being on the team to discover and pursue the truth no matter where it leads. Selwyn Duke continues with us. Selwyn, you said quite determinedly that Joe Biden is suffering from dementia. I believe that that is the 800,000-pound gorilla in the room. Many of us are praying for him. That he really not mess this thing up, in a sense. I mean, here he is. He's the chief executive officer of this great country of ours. Barack Obama knew that he was suffering from this illness, told him, Joe, you don't have to do this. Other leaders in the Democratic Party knew that Joe Biden is suffering from some form of dementia. And they worked out this con on the American people, and the rest of us are like at a NASCAR race watching at every turn, is he going to hit the wall? Is this going to be it? And beyond that, our enemies, China, Putin, Iran, the Ayatollah, they see this happening. And America appears to be at its most vulnerable ever in its history. Let's talk about some dark history of America right now.
Yeah, well, absolutely. There's no doubt about it. And when I say Joe Biden has dementia, I'm not mocking the man, because I think most of us have seen elderly people in decline, and it's never a pretty sight. It's never funny. Many of us are going to be there one of these days. Right. But the bottom line is, even many months ago, he was on stage somewhere, and he couldn't remember Barack Obama's name, the man he served under for 8 years. And I understand this is just a rumor from one of his ex-aides that he is on an anti-dementia medication called Namenda. So they're trying to keep him going for as long as they can. And it's interesting, Bill, because I have to confess, I think I was wrong about something. I said a long time ago before the election that I figured they would keep Biden in there for a year, maybe a year and a half, and then they'd replace him with Kamala Harris. But then I realized something more recently, that I believe in the administration you have this conflict between the Biden people and the Harris people. And the Biden people, of course, are pulling Biden's strings. And they don't want to relinquish power to Harris. They don't like her. And for that reason, they have a vested interest in propping Biden up for as long as they can. And how long can they keep this going for? I really don't know. But the truth is, I mean, I guess we saw under Trump how the deep state can do a lot without the president's approval. So pulling the strings and the permanent bureaucracy, maybe they can keep this going for a lot longer than any of us ever suspected. But you're correct. We're very, very vulnerable right now. I mean, I would have to say that our enemies abroad have to be laughing their rear ends off, looking at this situation with the senile man in power as a figurehead. But even more significantly, Bill, looking at the fact that we're eating ourselves alive with this ridiculous critical race theory nonsense, with people, I was reading about this yesterday, actually claiming that math is not objective, 2 + 2 isn't necessarily 4, that math is somehow a Western construct and is white male and patriarchal and is indicative of white supremacy and racism. I mean, this is ridiculous. Do you think that the Chinese are teaching their children that math is something subjective?
You see, well, this is the problem with, you know, you can be so blinded by power that you render yourself stupid. And the other thing that's not being considered here, Selwyn, is that you've got, in terms of the levers of control of power in that, I got to believe that it is in Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer's interest. And they probably went into this thinking, hey, look it, we can really get a stranglehold over the executive branch. The legislative branch of this government could be all the more powerful with a weak president in place. We saw what happened with Donald Trump. Now you bring in Joe Biden. What does that do in terms of the dynamic tension between the executive and the legislative branch? And that's always there.
That is always there. And you're right. And you can stop me if I've said this on your show before, but this is a problem we have in any system where you have representative government. The kind of people who are attracted to politics, Bill, in general, are the last people you want to have in power, because they're power mongers. And I always emphasize this whenever I can, because most people can't relate to this motivation. In just the way that you can lust after money or sex or food, those urges that everyone understands because we all have them to some degree, just hopefully not to a disordered degree. Right. In just the same way that you can lust after those things, you can lust after power. Now, this urge is a lot more rare, but it's just as real, and it plagues many people who enter politics.
Yes.
And
tell me it wasn't evidence during the 2020 election. I mean, power and control took over to such a degree that you're talking, you know, conducting a fraudulent election process for show that has so many questions and so little answers. And, you know, and you watch, you know, like you say, you observe what people are saying, what they're not saying, who's for, who's against. And this thing smells to high heaven. Now, you know, I understand people want to say, oh, you want to bring up that election deal? That's a fait accompli. It's already done. You know, let's move on. We've already proven that. You have not proven a darn thing. The only thing you've proven is that you've been able to compromise a free and fair election to the degree that the majority, including Democrats in this mix, the majority of Americans today hold in their heart that the fix was in for this election.
Well, the fix was in, and look, I can give you many examples. May 12th of last year, there was a special election in Paterson, New Jersey, between two Democrats. Well, you know what happened? A judge found that the mail-in vote fraud was so egregious that he ordered that a new election be held. And the only reason why the lid was blown off that fraud, according to this Democrat operative who spoke to the New York Post under the condition of anonymity, they reported on this in August of last year, is that the people who perpetrated that fraud in Paterson, New Jersey, were so amateurish and stupid that they got busted. They dropped off 900 ballots at one mailbox, and that helped tip people off. And this Democrat operative, the Post reported on, said that if he had been conducting the operation, I'm paraphrasing now, I'm not quoting him literally, he said they would have been spread throughout town, those ballots. No one would have been any the wiser. Now, here's the thing. I ask you, what has happened since May 12th of last year to make the mail-in voting situation more secure? The answer is zero, zilch, nada. They did just the opposite. They
exactly.
made it less secure. They didn't want signature verification. We don't know what the chain of custody is. I can tell you that the vote fraud was of a massive, massive scale. And by the way, when people ask, well, was there vote fraud? Of course there was vote fraud. There was vote fraud every single election. It's just a matter of the magnitude.
Exactly.
Again, stop me if I'm going on too
long. No, you're exactly right, because you got Eric Holder, our first black attorney general, looking at the camera saying, there's no such thing as voter fraud. I mean, that's about as ridiculous as Jerry Nadler saying on the streets of D.C. that there's Antifa doesn't exist.
It is.
Yeah, go ahead.
It is. No, I was going to say, we had this Democrat operative, Project Veritas, caught on hidden camera a few years ago. Scott Foval was his name. He said, we've been bussing people in for 50 years to deal with you MFers. He used the word. And we're not going to stop. That's what he said. Alan Shulkin, he was the Democrat election commissioner of Manhattan. He was also caught in hidden camera. He said, I think there's a lot of vote fraud, but he was an old line Democrat. He also expressed, Bill, that he believed there should be voter ID. Chris Matthews, who used to be the host of Hardball, who now was retired unceremoniously, he once said about vote fraud in Philadelphia, everyone knows it's going on. Okay, this is an open secret. It's
exactly.
of a massive scale. And
well, you had 58 voting districts, remember, with Obama. I can't remember if it was the first time or the second time around. 58 voting districts in Pennsylvania all voted 100% for Barack Obama. That's impossible, unless you cheat.
Yeah. That is some unanimity there, huh?
Yeah, without a doubt. But it doesn't exist. But look, we have got to continue to fight on, get control, so that we can once again know that we have free and fair elections if this republic is going to continue. Otherwise, heaven help us, Selwyn. Selwyn, how can people be in touch with you?
Sure. Okay, well, my website is selwynduke.com. They can find me on Gab and Parler and MeWe and Facebook. Twitter has suspended me. They have me in limbo now. It's been months.
Well, all right. Take care.
Thanks for being with us.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Law Number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Running away from their responsibilities, Texas Democrats fled the state to Washington, D.C. Tim Berg reports.
Texas Democrats are leaving town and skipping their responsibilities to prevent a vote on a Republican-backed elections bill. Party officials tweeted the lawmakers are risking arrest by leaving the state to keep the Texas House from having a quorum. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says there's a lot of bluster regarding this Texas voting law.
The rhetoric here outstrips what's actually being done. Let's look at the Texas bill. The existential threat to voting is by saying we can't have 24-hour voting or drive-through voting. That's an existential threat when, in addition, you're adding more days of early voting, you're adding more drop boxes. That's all in the Texas law.
That audio courtesy of ABC News, many of those Texas House Democrats visiting Washington, D.C.
USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
You know, being a former Marine, and many members in our family, including our father, two of my other brothers served in the military, I make no apology for the U.S. flag. It is something that we've always been proud of. It is our banner that we have served under. We were raised to be proud Americans, and as Selwyn had reported earlier, what have we got, over 30%, 36% of the kids, 39%, whatever that number was, that have been indoctrinated by the school system that we pay for in our taxes to hate America. I mean, think about that. You know, over a third of the kids hate America, and they hate it under a false pretense and a false narrative that's been thrust upon them. And now, all under the guise and the importance of our First Amendment right of free speech, we have athletes that want to take advantage of our tax money and say they represent our country. And you know, and I would say do harm to the history of our country. That, look, at if you want to go ahead and whether you're a soccer player, whatever athlete, or you're a field and track star, hey, you know, all honor and glory to you. You know, you've worked hard, but you do this in the name of the United States. You've gotten concessions, you've gotten breaks, you've gotten support by the American people. And now you want to go on an international stage and disgrace the flag and disgrace the people that support it. I'm sorry. I cannot get there.
with these athletes. I think there's a time and place, and when you take money from an institution and from the people who say this is what we're about and this is what we honor, and then you go and shove it in their face, then I'm sorry, it creates a problem. We're going to be joining live with my good friend Jeff Cruer on his station, WGSO 990 AM. And here he comes. You can hear him right now in the background. Here he is. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Bill. How are you? Good morning.
Hey, I'm doing great. I was just sharing with the audience, in light of what your column was talking about, you know, I guess maybe we're back to that posture in our country where you got to, you know, make a decision. You know, are you going to love it or leave it? I mean, we've got all hell breaking loose in Cuba right now because people found out that, right, you know, after all these years, what, 60 years or so, that, you know, freedom is something worth having, and they've lost it. They believed in what the Castro brothers said that they were going to deliver, and they've given them 60 years to do it. They haven't delivered, and they're fed up with it. And then we have an America today that somehow thinks that socialism and Marxism is the way to go when there's never been a proof, one iota of proof, that the promises of Marxism and socialism have been fulfilled. Am I off here some way?
No, you're right on target, Bill. There's no example of Marxism, socialism working anywhere. I mean, all these are failed states, and Cuba's a great example. And look at the people there. Congratulations to the people for standing up, and they have tremendous courage because they know that there's going to be a crackdown. They know they're going to send out the police to round up people, and they've got a lot of support from their family and friends in Miami and other places around the country, and we need to stand with them. We need to stand with the people of Cuba fighting for freedom there.
Because this is a God-given right. This is a God-given right, Jeff. You know, this isn't something that Castro gives to you or Joe Biden gives to you or Fauci gives to you. No, this is from God himself. And this is why this is so organic and has finally come to a head. So congratulations, like you said, for the courage of the Cuban people. And this is a lesson for everybody, is that freedom demands courage. To sit there and debase our American flag, for example, with some of these athletes that want to support and, I mean, have gotten our support monetarily and otherwise to participate in the Olympic Games, and now to come back and say we're going to disgrace your flag because we don't believe in the flag. It's like, you know what, then I'm sorry, you may be an American by birth but not by practice.
You know, what's ironic is that you have freedom fighters in Hong Kong and Cuba waving the American flag. They understand what the American flag represents, but we have people here in this country that don't. And people like Gwen Berry, who is a hammer thrower, got a medal on the stand, turns her back on the flag and the anthem, hangs her head in shame, puts a T-shirt on that says activist athlete, and tries to tell us that, you know, she was upset that they played the national anthem and they said that they wouldn't. And my question is, what is she doing on a team representing a country that she hates so much?
Exactly.
Why are we allowing people on the team who don't respect our symbols and don't love our country?
Yeah, she takes our money. And then on top of that, the Olympics answer, we're going to redesign the flag. Heck with what Betsy Ross has done, all those traditions of the red, white, and blue and the stars and stripes. We are going to redesign the flag is their brilliant idea, Jeff Cruer.
Oh, that is beyond insulting. That is infuriating. That is can't be allowed.
No.
I mean, the flag is perfect as it is, Bill.
Well, and, you know, behind that flag, you think of all the blood, treasure, life that has secured our freedoms, that is represented in the stars and stripes, Jeff. You're going to just, you know, cancel that? Are you kidding me? I'll tell you, the silent majority has to stand up and say, enough of this insanity. We cannot sell out and let loose of these founding principles that we've held on to that are rich with tradition. I mean, that's like somebody coming into your house, Jeff, and saying that the traditions of, that you hold dearly between you and your wife, they don't make it anymore. You know, get rid of that tradition and whole deal. Well, I got to tell you, if your wife's anything like my wife, I think somebody would die trying to make that happen.
Yeah, it wouldn't fly. I thought Bill, the governor of Utah, said it well. He said that the flag has stood the test of time as a beacon to the free and oppressed, and too many lives have been lost to preserve that symbol and all it stands for. And he says he refuses to let white supremacy or Black Lives Matter groups change that. And I think he's right on target. He represents the greatest country in the history of the world. It's an important symbol for the United States of America. And the national anthem is also something that should be respected. And I'm sick of it. Sick of the kneeling, sick of the disrespect. Think of the soccer players and all their antics and their Black Lives Matter jackets and their kneeling, and they're showing more allegiance to Black Lives Matter than they are to the United States of America, Bill.
Right, exactly. But look what happened at Walmart, Jeff, over, you know, the holiday weekend. I mean, spontaneously, the people started singing the national anthem. Look what happened at these sporting events, hockey games and that, where the people just came together and all just organically took over the singing of the national anthem, not needing somebody to lead the way. I mean, look at, you know, what we have to acknowledge here is there's more of us than them. We are the majority, and the majority needs to take a stand against this insanity, this idiocy that's taking place. We wouldn't allow it to take place anywhere else, but right now, all in the name of, you know, contemporary cancel culture and wokeness and all that sort of stuff, it's like, look, it serves no positive purpose.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned those incidents, and especially the Walmart incident where you had a group of shoppers there just spontaneously start singing the national anthem at this in Hazlitt, Texas, because this Walmart has a lot of American flags on the ceiling, and one person started singing, and they all chimed in, and it was captured on video. It's unbelievable, and I did share it on the show, and a lot of people were thankful for hearing it, and just sort of reaffirms my faith in the American people, Bill. We've got, as you say, the silent majority, the great majority of this country loves America. I'm just sick of the haters getting all the attention. I'm sick of the haters getting the platform.
Right. Well, it's time for us to take it back. Look at what they've done in this summer of love, all in the name of diversity, Black Lives Matter, and Antifa. Billions of dollars of damage. People's jobs have been lost in this COVID era, not just because of COVID, but because of just blatant stupidity, Jeff. I mean, you got to call it for what it is. In the words of Forrest Gump, you know, stupid does what stupid is, you know?
Yeah, and you know what I'd like to see is the Department of Justice start prosecuting some of these stupid people for what they did. Stop focusing on the people that went into the Capitol on January 6th.
And I'm glad you brought that up.
Fairness in the justice system and go after the people that burned and looted and destroyed last summer.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and they also burned and destroyed property in D.C., and nothing happened to them. I'm not talking about January 6th. I'm talking all part of the Summer of Love and Black Lives Matter, and what did they do? They gave them asphalt so that they could do a mural and put Black Lives Matter on the road to the White House. What does that say? Jeff Carrere, always an honor. Thank you for being with us, buddy.
Teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book, because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is here 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Rachel Alexander, the attorney, contributor to Town Hall. WND, the Christian Post and Newsmax is with us right now. Hey, Rach, how are we doing?
I'm doing great this morning. Thank you for having me.
Hey, well, good. Good to have you here. Well, I'll tell you, CPAC came, it went, and Donald Trump put everybody on notice. He is alive and well, and he still knows how to torment the left because they can't handle the truth.
No, they can. I mean, I just wrote an article called "Sorry, Leftist, You Haven't Destroyed Trump's Popularity," and it's hysterical to see them all talking about how he's ruined goods and Republicans are trying to distance themselves from him, and that's just flat out not true. I hear people saying all the time to me, you know, oh, so-and-so might get Trump's endorsement. That'll really be huge. That's what they're talking like to me.
Exactly.
They're not... You know, this is lies coming from the left. I mean, maybe if you're in, you know, one of a handful of swing districts across the country with it, you know, maybe they don't want to be associated with Trump. But that was true 4 years ago about Trump when he was at the height of his popularity.
Exactly. So you can't expect a whole lot to change there anyway, because, you know, after it's said and done. But you can tell real quick, because for them, you know, people with that kind of stinking thinking, it's all about power and control. It's really nothing different than the Democrats or the rhinos and that. It's all about power and control. And Donald Trump has been consistent when it comes to power and control. That power and control resides where the U.S. Constitution says it resides, and that's with we the people. And it drives these you know, lever pullers out of their skulls, because that's not the way you play ball.
Right, and they hate him for a couple of reasons, and one of them is this. You just mentioned it, the Constitution. They hate him because not only is he aggressive about going about what he does, pushing the conservative agenda, but he does push a conservative and constitutional agenda. He isn't the New York rhino that we all feared that he would be. So family did is because he's a celebrity who didn't have a whole, you know, history, right-wing history that they could use against him. He came out of left field, and they are so mad, they are so angry that he was able to pull it off.
Well, it says a lot, Rachel, when you have a figure, and Donald Trump is so unique because, as you're suggesting, he wasn't beholden to anybody. We've been saying this from day one, you and I, is that he didn't owe anything to the K Streeters, you know, the traditional lever pullers of this government. And this was what was so shocking and disturbing to the status quo, because somebody could come from outside and really do a much better job than they could ever do. I mean, to have a true chief executive or chief executive officer in the White House, look at the difference. Look at what he was able to accomplish in a short period of time that Joe Biden has managed to all but unravel in less than 5 months.
Oh, it's utterly hysterical watching Biden attempt to get anything done. I mean, for one of my day jobs, I work with Associated Press articles all day long. And all it's about is gridlock, gridlock, gridlock within his own party. You know, look at what's happened to his bipartisan, infrastructure bill. I mean, it's just a muddled mess. And unlike Trump, I mean, he just took off at the beginning with executive order after executive order.
Exactly. I'm looking at Vice President Harris. How does she survive this whole situation? I mean, it seems to me, you know, she has one and done all over her. I mean, here is a political animal that could only garner 3% of her own party's interest, and yet she's in the number two seat to be in control and to inherit the White House should something happen to Joe Biden.
I think she's imploding. I just keep reading all these horrible articles about how awful it is working under her, how she loves everything, like her, you know, trip to Mexico when she finally took the trip to the border. I think she's doing a terrible job. I don't think she's setting herself up to be president at all. And if she is, she's going to be a very unlikable president.
Yeah. Well, the Chinese want to know how many ballots they have to pre-print if she runs for president. Did I say that out loud? I'm sorry. I thought I was just thinking it. Forgive me. This is totally nuts, on its face, to say the least, because even though she went to the border, she kind of went to the border, really didn't go to where, you know, she needed to go in terms of where the main problem was. But she could say, you know, with help from the press, well, I kind of went to the border.
Right. Yeah. And it just looks so bad. Because
yeah. I went to the border and I got a churro. So leave me alone.
Or she was like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, went to the border and pretended to cry.
Oh, gosh. This is unbelievable. It is amazing. But getting back to what you wrote about in terms of Trump's popularity, and we saw what happened in CPAC, the straw poll there. What was it? 70% of the people attending said that Donald Trump is their guy for 2024. Was that the number? I know that Ron DeSantis was the closest after that at 20%. Some people keep throwing Ron DeSantis's name up as a positive alternative. But the governor of Florida knows better. He knows that that lane is filled and he's not about to go in and interject himself, that he's fine and he's doing a great job for the state of Florida, but that he's not about to go into that lane while Trump is there.
Yeah, he has looked like he's backed away for some of the Trump events, which I think is a good sign. And, you know, I mean, I think he's doing awesome in Florida, and I want him to stay there, but he could always be vice president. I mean, he would be a very natural fit for that.
Right. I think that Mike Pence has kind of vacated that position. That's a lane that's open for lots of reasons. We can talk about that on another day. But some of the reasons that Ron DeSantis has chosen not to be with Trump is because, oh, yeah, we had a big, condo problem in Miami, and he needed to be there. He did not need to be. Could you imagine if he'd have left Miami and went on this tour with Donald Trump, what they'd be saying about him?
Exactly. He made the right call. And, you know, when you've got two people that might potentially run against each other, you need to handle it very delicately. And I think they're both doing a great job of that.
Well, and again, what Trump brought in his speech, an hour and a half speech at CPAC, I mean, it's amazing to watch him speak. I'm sure there was a bit of a teleprompter there, but so much was from his heart, his knowledge, and you compare his presentation of the situation here in America versus Joe Biden's inarticulation and his constant refreshing of those index cards that he has to pull out of his pocket.
Yeah, it's like night and day. And I got to say, besides the fact that Biden is so, I call him bumbling Biden, besides the fact he's so incoherent, have you looked at the photos of him lately? I mean, I don't know if it's just all the bad past plastic surgery or whatever, but he just looks bewildered and confused in every photo he takes.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't pour any water on him. He could melt. As they might say, and maybe I shouldn't say that, forgive me. But no, it is really sad. It's a sad commentary, and it puts our country in peril because he's the leader. Because meanwhile, as you continue to read, the Russians are hacking away. I mean, they are, whether Putin, I still maintain nothing happens in Russia without Putin's knowledge. And where's Biden? He just lets Putin and his minions get away with hacking our different companies.
Oh, yeah. He acted like Trump was too nice to Putin. What's Biden doing? He doesn't have any teeth when it comes to Putin.
Exactly.
I don't know what he's going to do next. He's so volatile. There's no consistency in how he treats a lot of these dictators.
Well, and at a time when the dictators seem to be gaining, more energy and confidence as they perceive America to be weak, as they look upon, you know, this presidency of Joe Biden.
Oh, that is written everywhere. You can see that happening. They're becoming emboldened. Look what's happening in Afghanistan. The Taliban
is
taking all back over. All the generals warned us in advance you were pulling the troops out too fast. I guarantee you, if Trump had still been in office right now, we would not be pulling them out this fast, because Trump never said there was a firm deadline. He kept saying, you know, we need to reassess and keep, you know, pushing the deadline out depending on the situation. And so we're seeing, you know, all those people who lost their lives for nothing because Biden wants to get them out before it, when it's too premature.
Exactly. Well, Trump being the iconic chief executive officer would have monitored the movements and would have kept them in check and not, announce. And I understand in part leaving in the dark of night in order to, protect our servicemen and women. But the other thing was to leave behind all the hardware. All, you know, tanks and everything. That Trump even said that he had told the general that he wanted every nail back in the United States.
Yeah, there's some funny business going on there, because the Taliban is just going to take all of that equipment.
Of course they are.
I mean, we can protect it. And we're going to be like, I told you so down the road. But, I mean, do you think the media is ever going to report much of that? I mean, I have to dig through to find this information.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, the discovery continues. And Rachel Alexander, we appreciate all the hard work and coming on the show and keeping us up to date. She's an attorney, contributor to Town Hall, WND, and the Christian Post. Rachel, how can people be in touch?
Definitely go to townhall.com and my new gig at arizonasuntimes.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good.
Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.